On February 18th, 2011, this is Polling U 42, Part 2 on Slam Bidding Controls. This is Hand Number 1. Welcome, Bridge friends. It's Michael here at Bridge Hands. And South is a dealer on this hand. Let's give it a go. In spades, great suit. King, Jack, 10, 9, 8, 5 times. 4 high plus 1 distribution is 5. In hearts, Queen, Jack, tight, doubleton. Normally 3, but when we have a tight suit like this, I recommend discounting it down to 2. So 5 and 2 make 7. In clubs, hey, that's a beautiful suit. Ace, King, Queen, 4 times. Another 9 points gives us 16. Worthless diamond doubleton, 16 in total. We open 1 spade. West with only an ace of diamonds passes. Look at this. Ace, Queen, 4 times in spades. In hearts, another beautiful suit. Ace, King, 5 times. Another 7 points. 7 and 7 sounds like 14. We'll come back to the club. In diamonds, Queen, Jack, 10. It's getting up there, isn't it? 17 points, and at least a couple here for the singleton, perhaps even 3 with a great suit. So 19, 20 points, something like that. Boy, if our partner opens, slam looks pretty certain, doesn't it? A pass by East. So in a misbidding situation, North is going to do what? They're going to bid Blackwood for no trump. We'll come back to why this is not a good bid. Okay, down to South. South is going to say, well, I have one ace. First step is no aces. Second step, diamond says I have one ace. So it's 5 diamonds. Pass. Back to North. North says, well, you've opened. I've got effectively 20 points. So I've got 2 aces. You've got 1. Great. 3 aces. Let's do it. And bid 6 spades. Okay. Well, what do we expect for a lead? Well, when it happens to be a suit contract, we like to make aggressive leads. So we lead our unprotected aces. We try to get our tricks quickly. And when we do lead the ace, the dummy has a triple 10 of diamonds, Queen Jack 10. And our partner signals with a 9 of diamonds. That looks like a pretty high diamond. It looks like an encouraging signal. So what do? We lead another diamond. The Jack goes to the East's King. South had another diamond. So the opponents win the first 2 tricks. Well, how did this happen? Well, it's kind of interesting. When you take a look at the remaining tricks, we can see there's 5 spade tricks by the declarer. In hearts, looks like another 4 or 5 tricks there. In clubs, another 3. We've got 13 tricks left, but there's only 11 to go. The opponents took the first 2. Had it been a lead of any other suit, we could peel off 13 tricks, pull the trump, play some hearts, do some pitches, pitch on the clubs, no problemo. But in this case, even though we had 33 points, and we thought we had some distribution points, turned out it was wasted, wasn't it? This king and queen did us no good because there was a singleton in the dummy. So in a way, it was kind of a double count situation. And without using a control bidding approach, the lesson for today, there was no way to find it. So even though they only had 7 points, they did win their ace, they did win their king of diamonds, and it was fait accompli. So let's look at a little better way to bid it. How about opening 1 spade, and let's say the Jacoby 2 no trump system. We can try some other approaches, but let's say that it happens to be where the partnership knows the Jacoby 2 no trump, which is, says, I have 4 or more in your suit, I have an opening hand, and I have some interest in slam. So 1 spade, 2 no trump, back then to South. With a minimum hand, they bid to 4 spades, saying, I want to sign off. This is one of these slow show, fast and nice bid. With a little bit more, which this hand has about a king more than opening, they bid the next step down. 1 less than 4 spades is 3 no trump. So 3 no trump bid would say, I've got a little bit of extras, partner. Okay, at this point, North says, great. They know now, go ahead and start bidding their controls up the line. We'll get into this more in future lessons, but at this point, we would look to bid our aces or our kings if you're playing Italian cue bids, and we covered that in the lesson today. So do we have an ace or a king in the lowest ranking suit clubs? Well, sort of. We have a singleton here, so we could go ahead if we're playing the Italian cue bid and saying, I bid 4 clubs. If you're not playing that, then you would bypass the club. We don't have an ace or king of diamonds, and we would say the heart suit. Well, okay, after 4 hearts, it comes back to South, and South says, uh-oh, I didn't expect you to bet anything in clubs because I had the ace-king there. Sure, that makes sense. But you didn't show me an ace or a king in the diamond suit. Instead, you only showed me the heart suit. Well, this is a problem. South would then say, four spades. I want to sign off. I have nothing else to say. If you're missing both the ace and the king of diamonds, let's stop. North is going to have a hard time believing this, aren't they? They're probably going to say, wait a second. You know, I've got effectively 20 points. I've got 16 high card points. Might bid five hearts just to try a second time. And we're going to get a sign off a second time here by South. They're going to say, five spades. Sorry, can't help. Sorry about that. Let's take a look at the Italian cue bid system. I'm not saying that we should play that. I'm just trying to give you exposure to it. So it would go one spade, the Jacobi 2 no trump, I have an opening hand and four spades or more, comes back with three no trump to say I have more than a minimum hand, then goes to show the singleton club and would say four clubs. At this point, North would say, oh, okay, you've got shortness because I have the ace and the king. That's the only reason you could be bidding the suit. Would bypass the diamond because does not have an ace or a king in the suit, would bypass the heart suit, and would say four spades. So it would be a sign-off bid. You see how it works both ways? So any rate, this is a exposure for why we should not be using the Blackwood convention, even though North seems to have the points. Problem is this. Here's a key point here. The person who asks Blackwood promises that they have controls in all of the suits. Yes, they have controls in spades. Yes, they have controls in hearts. Yeah, they have a control in clubs too, don't they? Second round of control with a singleton. But they should not be asking when they do not have a control in the diamond suit. Do you see this? Queen, Jack, 10. Don't ask Blackwood when you're missing a control in one of the suits. So let's give away a queen and a jack, and instead have the king and maybe a small one. So in this type of a scenario, we would go ahead and we would bid Blackwood because we have a first or second round of control in each of the suits. And with the ace over here, sure enough, you can see is that definitely going to get 12 tricks. Once they go ahead and cake their ace, we're home free. So going back to the original hand, the person who has all of the controls can ask, but when a person does not have some of the controls, do not do a Blackwood ask. Instead, you need to use a cue bid system. We do the cue bids up the line. We'll get more into that part of the discussion later, but I just wanted you to be sure we started off with a hand that exposes the problem of doing a Blackwood or a Gerber bid when you don't have the controls. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this. If you happen to be a Bridge Hands Premium or Ultra member, please come on over to the next session. We've got more exciting hands coming in store. Thanks for coming. I hope you have a good time. Happy days playing bridge.